More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, building your Catholic home. Would you like to build a more faithful, peaceful, joyful family life? Let us help. Give us a call, 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, building your Catholic home. That's spelled H-O-M, by the way. It stands for Households on Mission. And if you'd like to build a more faithful, peaceful, joyful family life, let us help. Give us a call right now at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. And by the way, the reason we're calling it Catholic Home, building your Catholic home, H-O-M, household and mission, is because of the Catholic Home app, Catholic H-O-M app, where you can get together every day with tons of other families just like you, and with our whole team of pastoral counselors and faithful coaches to get tons of great resources to help you build a more loving, caring, and connected Catholic family life. But we are taking your calls right here.
We are, with any of your questions about building that Catholic home. And when we named it that, it was very intentional. Because when we create a home as Catholics, it's not just about all of us living under the same roof, or some of us sometimes, because we know sometimes kids are moving between houses these days. It's not about having the right Catholic decor, although having sacramentals around us really does help remind us of who we are in Christ and the fact that we have him by our side. But it's about actually having a household that's on a mission. What is that mission? It's helping each other to be our best selves, to get to know God as our personal God, our best friend, our Savior, our Redeemer, and have that daily relationship with him that means he's living in our home, and we talk to him the way we would any other person in our household, that he's an active member of our household, that we love each other well, and that we help to work for each other's ultimate good all the time. And if that sounds crazy, impossible, how in the world do you fit that in the midst of everything? Well, that's what we're here to help you with today. So you truly can have a home that is on the mission of loving each other, having a peaceful home, a home where there's joy, a home where there's love, and a home where God exists every day.
So to get ongoing support to do all those things, download the Catholic HOM app. But you can also give us a call right now with whatever questions you've got about parenting or family life. We are here for you at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
And that family life includes, is there something going on in your marriage that keeps you from being together on the same page? Is there something going on with one or more of your children? Is life just pressing any chance to have those good relationships out of the way? Talk to us about it today. Let's find grace-filled answers. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. 25.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're saying, you know, I'm not quite sure what that is, well, St. John Paul gave a series of reflections over the course of about 5 years where he showed that we can discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully reflecting on God's design and creation, especially of our bodies.
The theology of the body reminds us that families are schools of love and virtue, where we all learn to live life as a gift, and that parents are the most important teachers in this school of love. But parenting is hard. There's just no two ways around it. And it can be really tempting to just settle for getting through the day with our kids. But Catholic parents are called to do more. Theology of the body reminds us that parenting is actually one of the most important ministries in the church, because it's the primary way the next generation of Christian disciples is formed. The world needs loving, responsible, godly people. And God has actually commissioned Catholic parents to give the world what it needs.
You know, the more we can approach parenting in a prayerful, thoughtful, intentional, graceful manner, the more we're able to fulfill our mission as Catholics to let God change the world through our families by raising the next generation of faithful, courageous, loving, responsible, godly men and women, and by witnessing to his love in our homes. Now look, of course, none of us know how to do that perfectly, right? No matter how well we think we were raised by our parents, none of us are saints yet, and none of us knows how to raise a saint. But that's exactly what we're called to do. So we've all got a lot to learn. And that's why every day, especially when we're struggling, we need to turn to our Heavenly Father and pray, Lord, teach me to be the parent you want me to be. In this moment, all day, every day. Help me respond to my kids in ways that will glorify you. Help me be my best self and bring out the best in my kids. Give me your love and grace, and let my kids experience your love and grace through me. You know, when we make that our prayer, then parenting becomes a real mission to experience God's love in our homes and help our kids fall in love with God in the church. Give us a call at 877-573-7825 and tell us what's making it challenging to be the parent you'd like to be or have the family life you'd like to have. Are you and your spouse on different pages about parenting? Are you looking for ideas to help you live the faith at home? Do you have questions about a discipline problem or how to raise godly kids in today's world? If you're wondering how to help your kids succeed in school or deal with peers or own their faith, or for that matter, if you'd like to get some tips for addressing concerns you've got about your adult kids, give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. If you are listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can still send us your questions via email. That address is questions@moretoliferadio.com. That's with the number two, questions@moretoliferadio.com. But we love hearing your voice, so give us a call now, and let's talk about parenting and family life and what's standing between you and being the parent you'd like to be or having the family you'd like to have. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your questions. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we bring you our families, broken and confused and struggling, but still striving to be everything you call us to be. Your servant St. John Paul reminded us that families are the place where we learn to love you and to bear witness to your love and live life as a gift. But so often challenges come in, either from outside pressures or inside struggles. And so we ask you now to help us to be the parents you call us to be, to love our children the way you want us to love them, to lead and guide them into a deeper relationship with you, and to help us raise them to be good and godly people. We ask that you would transform each and every one of our families into a dynamic domestic church so that we can all be outposts of grace and love and healing in a hurting world. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Building Your Catholic Home. That's spelled H-O-M, as we talk about how to create households on mission. That family life that really reflects the Catholic vision of family and allows us to experience a more loving, connected, and caring family life where we encounter Christ more meaningfully every day in our relationships. Give us a call at 877-573-7825 and tell us what's making it challenging to be the parent you'd like to be or have the family life you'd like to have. Maybe you and your spouse are on different pages when it comes to parenting, or you're looking for ideas to help you live the faith at home in more meaningful and joyful ways. Maybe you've got questions about a discipline problem with one of your kids, or how to raise godly kids in today's world. Or if you're maybe you're wondering how to help your child succeed in school or deal with peers or own their faith, or you've got some questions about your adult kids, because that's always complicated.
Mm-hmm, and especially if you're concerned about those grandkids maybe as well. Whatever your situation is, once you know what your mission really is, it brings everything into focus and it empowers you to get the Holy Spirit working alongside of you and being that family that deep down you really know you want to be. So give us a call today. Let us help you find those grace-filled answers here on More to Life. The number is 877-573-7825, 877-573-7825.
With that, let's take our first caller today, Paul, listening to EWTN Radio in Nova Scotia on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Paul. What's up? Paul, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Paul. What's your question for us?
Hi. Well, as I was telling the screen here that, you know, we're up here in Nova Scotia in Canada. We live under a regime that is incredibly woke, and we have small children. We have a 9-year-old and a 4-year-old, and they're being indoctrinated in the school system up here. And our prime minister is incredibly woke, and we're Catholics. Our kids, you know, in keeping with the faith. But they're getting.
And you said you have a 9 and a 4-year-old.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So what can we do for you specifically? Then, like, so what's going on with the 9 and the 4-year-old that we can help you with?
Well, so how can I instruct them at home to essentially ignore what they're being taught in the public school system? They're being told, you know, they're taught, they're asked what their pronouns are. They're just little babies, really.
Yeah, and this is going on everywhere, but yeah, we certainly have compassion for what you're going through.
It's especially challenging in Canada right now.
It is.
So, look, the outside world is always a concern for us. But here, you know, something to keep in mind is that the entire world was completely pagan when the first families converted to Christianity. And we managed somehow to transform the entire world in the span of 500 years. You know, the reality is, Catholic families have been dealing with these kinds of pressures since the very beginning of our faith, and our faith has the power to win this battle. We have gotten into the place of kind of thinking, because we've enjoyed, you know, having a Christian flavored society, at least for several generations, we started thinking that, well, we had to have that in order to raise our kids in the faith. And it's good to have that. It's helpful to have that. But really, what makes the biggest difference is how we live our faith and build relationships in our home. We just did a study through the Center for Applied Research in the Apostolate at Georgetown University, where we looked at families that successfully raised all, or most, if not all, of their children to a faithful adulthood. And what really came out of that information, because we interviewed both the parents who did this and the faithful adult children, to ask, you know, what did they think were the most important factors in their family life that led to their ability to raise most, if not all, of their children to a faithful adulthood? And what it came down to was the kids experiencing the faith as the source of the warmth in their home. Now, that's a simple way to put it, but there's a lot to unpack there, okay? So it starts with making sure that we are cultivating close and warm relationships with our children, but then also making Christ a part of those interactions. So, for example, you know, when I hug my kids, I also make the sign of the cross on their forehead and say, "Jesus bless you," because I want them to know that Jesus loves them like I love them, even better, right? When we play a game together, maybe we just say briefly, you know, "Lord, please let us have a good time together." And then afterward, "Thank you, Lord, for letting us have that great time."
If they fall down, you know, the 4-year-old falls down and you know, gets a boo-boo, you know, you go over and you comfort them and you hold them and you make them feel better, but you say, like, "Jesus, please heal this boo-boo and help my child feel better."
And you're talking about the faith and praying together. together, and and the kids are really seeing how the way you're living your faith at home is making a real difference in the quality of your relationships, the strength of the connection that you have, the way you face problems together.
And let me speak to that for a moment, because it's not all, you know, sunshine and robins chirping. Families go through a lot, and to be able to take that to God, even, you know, in a moment where the kids are fighting, or you and your wife are not getting along the way you want to, or the family is dealing with a real problem, even if it's a problem with what's going on at school, just be able to stop for a moment and say, Lord, we don't quite know how to handle this ourselves. We don't have, you know, the ideas or the resources for this, but we know you do, and we know you love us, and we know you have the answers. So please come into our hearts and minds and family and help us know what to do in this situation.
Now, that's the basis, okay? The things we were just describing make everything else I'm about to say stick, okay? If you don't have what we were just talking about, nothing else you do sticks. As the research that I was just talking about from Kara showed that, you know, even when parents sent their kids to Catholic school and youth ministry and were active in the parish, none of that stuff stuck unless the families were doing the kind of stuff we were just describing. All right? So it's the faith experience that's the source of the warmth in the home that makes everything else you're doing stick. To speak to your specific question, how do I address all the kind of, you know, confusing sexuality and all this stuff that's going on in the world? What you want to do is make sure that you're talking openly with your kids about those things. Not teaching them to ignore it, but teaching them how to understand it.
And not lecturing.
No, and here's
really
how I'd say...
teaching them how to understand it.
Here's how I'd say you want to approach it. It's like, look, you know, the world is... the people in the world are really confused about a lot of things. It's not easy to figure out who we are as persons, as men and as women. It's not easy to know how to love. You know, we all have a lot of love in our hearts, and we want to love others, and we want to be loved by others. But because we're all broken and sinful people, we don't know how to do that well. And so as Christians, we believe that God is teaching us how to love each other the way he wants us to, and how to be the men and women he wants us to be. And he's given us insight and wisdom that the world doesn't have. And so when you go to school and you listen to all these other philosophies and all these other ideas, that's coming from people who really are confused about who they are and what it means to live a full and joyful life and what it means to love. And they mean well, but they just don't understand what we understand as Christians. We don't have to stumble around figuring it out for ourselves. God, who made us, taught us how to love, taught us how to be men and women, taught us what it means to be godly people. And so that's, and then you have conversations about what those things mean as a Christian. You know, you heard at school this, but this is what God teaches us, and this is why we live differently. And because you're doing all the stuff we talked about first, where the kids are experiencing the faith as a source of the warmth in their homes, everything you're teaching them then rings true, because they're seeing that, oh, you know what, our faith really makes a difference in the way we're living this stuff at home. So what my mom and dad are saying about God teaching us how to love each other and be good people and be godly men and women must be true. Right? So so that's how you want to approach this. Don't worry so much about the world. Focus on creating those kinds of strong, warm, loving, faithful relationships with your kids and having open conversations where you can explain this in ways that make sense. We talk more about how to have those conversations in our book, Beyond the Birds and the Bees, Raising Whole and Holy Kids. And it's all about, from birth through adulthood, we take a developmental approach to answering the kind of questions and having the kind of conversations you want to have to pass on the Catholic vision of love to your kids. But follow up what we're saying with that book, Beyond the Birds and the Bees, Raising Sexually Whole and Holy Kids. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. But Paul, I completely sympathize with the concern that you've got. I completely understand the pressure you're under. But just keep in mind, The world was completely pagan when Jesus first came, and all the Catholic families that began the church in the Book of Acts were living in a pagan world.
And it's what their way they lived, the love that they lived, the faith that they lived in their homes, is what began to spread the faith in Christ from household to household, town to town. I think we all got complacent for a while, but now it's time to really live that way again.
Check out Beyond the Birds and the Bees, and I'd really invite you to become part of the Catholic HOM community. Download the Catholic HOM app today. The first month is free. You get to see what it's like, and you'll interact with hundreds of other families just like you all over the world who are striving to live faithful lives and raise godly kids. Got plenty of resources there, and every day you can interact with our whole team of coaches to give you that parenting support that you need to raise a more loving, connected, and caring Catholic family life. That's, again, the Catholic HOM app. Check it out, Paul. Thanks so much for the call. We got to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing to talk with you about parenting issues and family questions on our show today titled Building Your Catholic Home. That's spelled H-O-M, Households on Mission. In addition to taking your calls at 877-573-7825, we'll be joined by Anastasia Northrup, who'll be sharing some insights from the theology of the body about family life. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
Bible in a Year with me, Father Mike Schmitz, is coming soon to Catholic Radio. Encounter God's voice and learn how to live life through the lens of Scripture with a new episode every day. I hope you'll join me as we discover how the story of salvation unfolds and how we fit into that story today.
Bible in a Year and Catechism in a Year with Father Mike Schmitz, starting Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on EWTN Radio.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically own shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Ave Maria Radio invites you to feast on the joy of fasting this Lenten season and all year long. Fast from judging. Feast on loving. Fast from noise. Feast on silence. Fast from differences. Feast on unity. Fasting is a part of true Christian life. It liberates us from this world as we grow closer to Christ.
Cresta in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today on More to Life, building your Catholic home. And that's spelled H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission. Would you like to build a more faithful, peaceful, joyful family life? Let us help. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Anastasia Northrup. She is the founder of National Catholic Singles Conference, and she's an expert on the theology of the body. Anastasia, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gray.
You know, you were listening to our conversation with our caller, Paul, in the last segment, and you were talking about how that sort of related to your experience growing up in a family of nine kids, all of whom are still faithful.
Yeah, I was very excited to hear about the study you did, and I can totally confirm what you said, just in my own experience about experiencing the faith as a source of warmth in the home, because, you know, with my parents, they had experienced Christ in a powerful way, and as a child, seeing that their relationship with God, you know, was a living thing. It was, you know, they had a personal relationship with Christ, and we had family prayer. That, I think, helped us all to see that the faith isn't something you just do on Sundays and, you know, a list of rules that you have to follow, but it was a living thing. And in my own experience, just being from a big family and, you know, with nine children, and people would come to the house, you know, we have gatherings and parties and things like that. And I realized later that that was a big witness to people to see us interacting with each other and loving each other. And now I see that in other families too. And it was just a big, you know, teaching to me that, wow, example is so powerful, and just experiencing that love is so powerful.
You know, and of course, you know, the outside influences are always there, but the more we're able to cultivate that kind of relationship in our homes, the more of an influence we as parents can have on our children. Thank you for witnessing to that, because it's always great to have that kind of backup, especially from somebody who grew up in a family with nine kids, all of whom are faithful adults. But you also wanted to share some insights from what St. John Paul said about the special mission of the family.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I just think it ties right into what we were saying, because he says in Familiaris Consortio, the role of the Christian family in the modern world, that the essence and role of the family is love. And that's our, like, mission to, he says, to guard, reveal, and communicate love. And I think sometimes if parents are, you know, stressed out about everything that's going on, am I doing this right, doing that right? You know, if you're teaching your children to reveal love, to communicate love, and to, like, live that in the family, you know, be consoled that you have that foundation down right, you know, and that to focus on that as a first priority and everything else can flow from it.
That's a really powerful thing to wrap our heads around. You know, I mean, so many times we get caught up, as we were saying earlier in the show, with just trying to get through the day. but, you know, when we realize that there's so much more of a mission that the Catholic family life has, and that, you know, we don't have to be perfect. You know, we can struggle just like everybody else, but we need to struggle differently. You know, bringing those challenges to God, praying through them on our own and together as a family, and really talking about, you know, how what we can do as a family to get through those challenges and struggles more effectively together. And I think that that's what ultimately enables us to live out that mission, both in our homes and in the world. Anastasia, thank you so much for being with us and sharing that witness from your own family life, as well as you know, the insights from the theology of the body on family. And tell us about your ministry. Where can folks go to learn more about the National Catholic Singles Conference?
Sure, yeah. Our website is nationalcatholicsingles.com. And our work is based on John Paul II's theology of the body as well, and how you live that as a single person. We have both conferences and online, you know, formation events throughout the year. So, National Catholic
Church. It's a tremendous resource. Yeah. It's a wonderful resource and support. Thank you so much for the work you do, Anastasia.
And everyone, go to nationalcatholicsingles.com to learn more. Thanks, Anastasia. Have a blessed day. And folks, we're taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Building Your Catholic Home. We're spelling that H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission. And basically, we're just trying to say that Catholic families are called to more. You know, we're called to experience more love, more joy, more peace, more faith in our homes. And that's hard to do sometimes. So let us help make it a little easier. Call up and share what's making it challenging to be the parent you'd like to be or have the family life you'd like to have. Are you looking for different ideas for having a more faithful, loving, connected, caring household? Wondering how to overcome certain discipline issues or heal the relationship with your adult kids? Whatever the issue is, give us a call. 877-573-7825. More to Life will be back with your calls coming up after the break.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
Many Catholics, and this is what I had to learn because I was challenged early on when I came back to the church by very solid, you know, Protestants who knew the scripture very well. Well, why do you believe this? You know, and I wasn't able to in the beginning to explain it from scripture. And that really was a great catalyst for me. And then I discovered EWTN and Catholic Answers Live, and I'm talking almost 30 years ago. And I became addicted to apologetics, and so I was able to understand it from not only a church teaching perspective, but obviously a scriptural perspective. And I think this is a good lesson, I think, for all of us. Not that we have to be, you know, a mini Carl Keating or something or a Scott Hahn, but that we should have a basic understanding of the faith enough to be able to confidently respond when someone who's on that journey is asking us questions.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Why is the church always considered holy? The church is held to be holy because Jesus Christ, who alone with the Father and the Holy Spirit, is holy. He loved the church as his bride. The Catholic Catechism tells us he gave himself up for her so as to sanctify her and endow her with the gift of the Holy Spirit for God's glory. United with Christ, the church is sanctified by Christ. With him and through him, she becomes sanctifying. All the activities of the church are directed toward the sanctification of persons in Christ and the glorification of God. It is in the church that, by the grace of God, we acquire holiness. The church on earth already is endowed with real, though imperfect, sanctity. In her members, perfect holiness is yet to be acquired, though all members are called to perfect holiness. Charity is considered the soul of holiness. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. Take a moment to measure your stress level right now on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 or 2 means you're completely relaxed. 5 means you've got some concerns, but you're mostly feeling good. At 8, you're getting angry. And at 10, you're feeling and acting outraged. This little exercise is something happily married couples regularly do. They monitor their emotional temperature so they can take steps to lower it before it gets too high. You see, when your temperature gets higher than a 7, cortisol and adrenaline flood your body, shutting down the rational problem-solving part of your brain. And when that happens, your response is likely to make the situation worse, not better. Happily married couples recognize this and take responsibility for regulating their own emotional temperature. They don't blame their spouse for their poor reaction. They realize they're the only one who can control that. If you struggle with regulating your emotional temperature, take heart in the fact that police officers, firefighters, and others have learned to control their response in really stressful situations. And you can too. To learn how, check out our book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. Or, if you want more personalized, faith-filled help, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today's show is titled, Building Your Catholic Home. That's spelled H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission. And if you'd like to get daily support in creating a more loving, caring, connected, faithful family life, we'd invite you to download the Catholic HOM app. First month is absolutely free. Check it out. Get together with hundreds of families just like you who are working together to support each other and living a faithful, godly family life. There are tons of resources there, and you get to interact with our whole team of Catholic family life coaches and pastoral counselors every day to get parenting questions answered and get all those questions about living your faith at home responded to every day on the app. Check it out, Catholic HOM, the app. But we are taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825 about parenting and family life. And let me tell you, sometimes it feels like it takes a miracle to raise a godly family these days.
It does.
Which reminds me of The Miracle Hunter on EWTN. Check it out. It's hosted by Michael O'Neill. It's Saturday at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. The Miracle Hunter, Michael O'Neill, delves into the fascinating world of miracles and takes listeners on a hunt that explores the greatest mysteries and marvels of the Catholic Church. So make sure to tune in to The Miracle Hunter. Saturdays at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
It's always such a good reminder to be able to see things like that, that God has been here all along. He still is. He cares about us. He loves us. And he wants us to live a close life with him and our families.
Amen. So if you're looking for that miracle for your family, give us a call right now at 877-573-7825 and tell us what's making it challenging to be the parent you'd like to be. Or have the family life you'd like to have. Maybe you and your spouse are on different pages about parenting, or maybe lots of things. Or maybe you're looking for ideas to help you live the faith at home with your kids. Or you've got questions about a discipline problem. Or how to raise godly kids in a increasingly less godly world. If you're wondering how to help your child succeed in school, or deal with peers, or own their faith, or for that matter, if you'd like some tips on healing your relationship with your adult kids, or addressing some concerns you've got about their life choices, give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Colette, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Sirius XM 130.
Hi, Colette. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi. I just wanted to know if y'all had any tips or suggestions or make sure I'm doing things right. I have 6 children, have homeschooled Catholics for 24 years, have been in various Catholic co-ops, do Catholic teenage, religion classes. So we are out there in the world doing Catholic things. And mm-hmm. yet, and the 4 oldest have all gone to Catholic colleges. And yet, the oldest is having a very hard time when she dates Catholic guys, and she's only dated Catholic guys, that she gets to a point after several dates, she, lets them know we're not doing certain things before marriage, and then she doesn't hear anything more from them. The next couple started dating people who are not Catholic, and now we have Sunday dinners, they bring their friends over, all this stuff, the people seem really nice, and so they're not Catholic. They're young adults, I'm not directing their every move anymore, and yet
right.
What is going on? What can I do? we've done everything we think we can, and yet they're picking non-Catholic people to date or being very, very discouraged by the Catholics that they do date.
Let me ask you a question, because our oldest daughter had a very similar situation, going to a very faithful Catholic school and having the same exact kind of guy situation that you're talking about with your daughters.
Exactly.
So let me ask you this question, though. Do your daughters who are dating these non-Catholic guys still want these guys to love the Lord, possibly become Catholic, have the kind of marriage that the sacrament of marriage should be? Are they still on that page, or are they throwing up their hands and saying, I just need to find somebody, I don't care whether he's faithful or not?
And even they're abandoning their own faith.
Where are they?
Well, one is a boy and one is a girl. We'll start with the boy. The boy is dating a girl from a Catholic / non-Catholic home. And she goes to weekly mass during the week when they're at college together, to daily mass several times a week, and she goes with him. So that's one thing, but I don't hear of any talk of conversion there. The other one is a girl who is still going to mass herself, but her boyfriend works a lot on the weekends, sometimes out of the city. And so I don't think, and she lives in an apartment by herself, and I don't think he is going to mass with her. But I haven't heard anything about her. She's very
all right.
quiet. I haven't. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So that's right. So I mean, you know, it's scary and it's hard. It's scary and hard for parents, and it's scary and hard for our kids,
too. For the kids
who
are out there in this dating world, yeah.
Can I ask you, like, what kind of conversations are you able to have with your adult kids about the choices that they're making? Like, you know, not lectures, not criticisms, but, like, just asking kind of where they're at with their faith and their relationships. Like, are they willing to talk to you about those kinds of things?
You know, it's different for each one. The one who's really quiet has always been very private about her faith. So when I, you know, she won't rebuff me, but at the same time, she definitely won't open up. And when I ask her, you know, how was the homily today, and all that, you know, she'll talk about it. And I think she's been kind of turned because a previously Catholic friend left the faith when her parents embarrassed her in church, and she ended up marrying a non-Catholic who is a great person, you know, but I think my daughter has been very much influenced by her. So I don't really know. I don't really know the answer to that one for that child. The son will talk at length, and he's looking for a good Catholic marriage. He's looking for, you know, raising good Catholic children when
sure.
time comes.
Sure, well, that's good. They're all good signs. Do you guys pray together with them? Like, you know, about
the classes that are hard, about the friendships that they have and are struggling with, about their dating life. Is that something that can be part of your normal conversation, just praying with them about what they're struggling with?
We talk at the table on Sundays about different things. Nothing super heavy. They don't live in the home. Neither of those live in the home. One lives at college and one lives on their own and is working. We did pray a lot as a family, but I have a special needs child who, when she got to a certain age, it became near impossible to have family prayer. Oh, and that makes me cry even just saying that out loud. But we did continue to pray at their bedsides a lot, and they knew that prayer was, they know that prayer is important, you know, and they know that.
Okay.
This is
all really good. You're doing
this
a lot of great things, and I have to jump in just because of the time constraints here. But you know, one, let me just affirm, you know, you're doing a beautiful job, and I want you to, you know, take the long view on this and trust God in this, because you've laid a great foundation for a lot of things. And you know, the fact is, even though your kids are kind of struggling to find a you know, faithful Catholic partner, they haven't abandoned their faith, and that's gonna play a role in who they choose to build a life with and how they choose to live. I know, and you just want to keep encouraging that. And so two things I would suggest to you, especially with the older kids, and then I'll offer a thought for the younger ones too. In conversation with them, you know, you just want to ask them, you know, so, you know what, I really want everything for you that we were able to give you and more. And I just know how important our Catholic faith has been to help us have the kind of family life that we've been able to have and create those stronger relationships in the home. And, you know, how do you, you know, I know you're struggling to find a good, you know, Catholic guy or a good Catholic girl, but how do you see your faith you know, kind of playing a role in your relationship, and just not you know, and just listening, yeah, right, and putting it out there, and asking them just to kind of reflect on, you know, what role their faith should play in picking somebody, creating a relationship, what their hopes and dreams are for the relationship. If they don't open up, that's okay. Just put out the question and do it, you know, periodically. You know, in our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Adult Sons and Daughters, we there's some research that shows that, you know, when we're in a relationship with somebody, we want to make sure that we have 20 times more positive interactions than negative ones or stressful ones, right? So, you know, you let that be a guide for you. You know, bring up this conversation that I just proposed once in every 20 phone calls, right? but still make it part of the regular conversation. The other thing too is when you're talking to them, you know, and if they do share anything about their struggles or their relationship or whatever, you know, listen, empathize, talk about it, but then also offer up a prayer right there. Just don't even ask permission. Don't say, can I pray with you? Just say, you know, Lord, I just really give you my son. I give you my daughter. I just give you all their hopes and dreams and this relationship that they're in, and help them to help it to be whatever you want it to be, and help me to be the mom that they need me to be so that I can always be a support to them in whatever they're going through.
And when you do have them over, like simple things, like when they're leaving, just, you know, as your child and their date are leaving your home, just very quietly, very normally, and as a normal conversational tone, say, Lord, please bless them on their trip home. Let everything go well. Bless their relationship and help them find you in their relationship, yeah, together. Done. Like 10 seconds.
You know, when you give them a hug as they're walking out the door, make the sign of the cross on their heads, too.
Even the date.
Yeah, just, Lord, you know, bless them and make their relationship whatever you want it to be, and help them to know that I'm here to love and support them in every way I can. And the point is you're just finding those quiet ways to bring your faith and to bring the Lord into these interactions, to open up the door for them to think of you as a mentor, and to come to you with questions and concerns, and just really opening that up. To follow up, and with the younger kids, okay, that are the ones that are still at home, you know, talk about this. You know, talk about, you know, make start having more open conversations about how the faith teaches us to love each other, to be a stronger family, you know, to have the kind of marriage that you know that your kids see you and your husband have, and really, you know, just make that an open conversation in the home so that they can connect the dots between their faith and the way you live. Sometimes, you know, when you grow up in a faithful, loving home, you just sort of take it for granted and assume that every family's like that. So, you know, that's an important thing to connect the dots for the kids with.
And as far as, you know, you have a special needs child and that family prayer kind of took a back seat and it making you tear up, I want to invite you to look at a different way of praying with your kids. We often think that the prayer life in our family has to be long form prayer, like a whole rosary or a whole, you know, litany kind of thing. This kind of conversational prayer that you're having with your children, you're working on a math problem, they're struggling with it. You say, Lord, please help us get clarity of the way on this. Help my child be calm. Those are prayers that are very real, very important, very connecting to God, that even with a child who doesn't have the wherewithal to, you know, work through an entire rosary without being disruptive, can benefit from. You can all do that kind of prayer together in any circumstance. The one other thing I want to add is that on our Catholic HOM app, we are becoming a resource for, yeah, families with special needs children.
The channel's not up yet. It will be in the next couple of weeks. But Catholic Home has entered into a partnership with the National Catholic Partnership on Disability. We're creating a channel on the Catholic Home app for families of children with disabilities, because you guys need you need real support, you know.
Real support, so, where you can talk to other parents and experts who are walking this walk, living it, and you don't have to explain it all to somebody who's never experienced it.
And that channel is going to be moderated by the head of their cognitive disabilities chapter and the NCPD. And she'll be there moderating, helping parents with questions about, you know, living the faith at home with special needs children and all those kinds of things. So that's coming up in the next couple of weeks. But the Catholic Home community is going to be a great support to you in general. So really, I just encourage you to download the Catholic HOM app and check it out for additional support. I'd also like you to check out our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Adult Sons and Daughters. because it really talks about how to have these sensitive conversations with your kids in a way that they'll be receptive to. So those two resources, the book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. And the Catholic HOM app to get additional support in general for leading a more faithful, connected, caring Catholic family life. And also, in the coming weeks, the new channel for families with children of disabilities that's going to be moderated by Lori Wheeler of the National Catholic Partnership on Disabilities. So, Colette, thank you so much for the call. You're doing a lot of great things already. Take a deep breath. Trust in the Lord here. Keep doing the things you're doing. Add the things we've suggested. I think it's going to turn out good because your kids are really holding on to their faith in spite of the challenges that they're facing right now. And that's 90% of the battle right there.
And can I just send out a personal request to all the parents out there who are Catholic and raising boys? Please teach them their faith. Help them to understand that they can live their faith and still be masculine, yeah. Because there are a lot of young women out there who are finding a just dearth of dating possibilities.
Look, yeah,
and marriage possibilities.
So, and just speaking as a man here, you know, we do a terrible job as Catholics about raising Catholic boys to be spiritual heads of house.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then those boys grow up, and if they marry a good Catholic woman, the woman is like, you know, I want you to be the spiritual head of the home, and he has no idea how to do it because our families didn't pray, because we didn't teach our boys to lead prayer, because we didn't have meaningful prayer in our homes. You know, if we managed to do anything, we said words at God, but it was just to check off the box. And I just cannot challenge all of our listeners enough to make sure that we are raising godly boys who have a strong prayer life, who know how to lead family prayer, who know how to step into that role of being spiritual heads of household.
And to live a virtuous life as young single men as well.
So we can do better,
guys. We
need
to double down, guys. We really do.
And if we want to talk about that or anything else related to building your Catholic home, HOM, Household on Mission, give us a call at 877-573-7825 and tell us what's making it challenging to either be the parent you'd like to be or have the family life you'd like to have. Are you and your spouse on different pages about parenting or really anything else? Then it's really undermining the unity in your home. Are you looking for ideas to help you live the faith at home with your kids? Do you have questions about a discipline problem? How to help your kids succeed in school or deal with peers or own their faith? Or maybe, for that matter, you've got some questions about your adult kids and how to continue to mentor and guide them, especially if they are living a life or making choices that don't reflect the faith you raised them in. Let's talk about it. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after the break.
This is Conversations with Consequences, where we delve deeper into issues affecting our church, our country, and our core, the family.
As Catholics, we need to be informed, aware, and able to talk through some of the tough topics that we're facing in our culture and in our world. Conversations with Consequences gives us the tools to do so.
It's not enough to pray. We have to be a light for the world.
Conversations with Consequences, this Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
Are you longing to hear God's voice? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian Prayer Series will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? Too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. If you need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them, check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Do you have an insurance plan that pays for everything, even things you don't believe in? There are options. You can join Solidarity HealthShare, a faith-based health-sharing community. Plus, Solidarity HealthShare can save you money with prices starting as low as $384 a month for families.
Call to see how much you can save. 844-398-9399. That's 844-398-9399.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Building Your Catholic Home, and we're spelling that H-O-M. We're taking the title from the app that we created, the Catholic H-O-M app, which provides families with tons of great resources and the opportunity to connect every day with our whole team of pastoral counselors and coaches to really answer those parenting questions and help them build a more loving, connected, and caring Catholic family life. Check it out. Download the Catholic HOM app. It's free. The first month is absolutely free. Check it out. We are taking your calls right now, though, at 877-573-7825. We're talking about parenting and Catholic family life.
Let's talk to Andrea, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas.
Andrea, welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi. So I have a question. So my husband is currently going through RCIA right now. He's Church of Christ. I'm cradle Catholic. And we have baptized all of our children Catholic. I know that you were mentioning that really the husband should be, like, you know, leading, doing the...
Well, ideally,
should be raising Catholic boys, to lead in prayer. But I've been doing a lot of the leading praying.
Okay.
And since I have been, my oldest son has taken notice. He's 4. And he'll just, he'll get a bowl of food and he'll sit down at the table and he'll go, "Let's pray. Father, Son, Holy Spirit." And he'll say, "Bless us, O Lord." And so
that's beautiful.
He'll
pray. Okay.
The whole
that's
prayer.
Beautiful.
And and so he has started to lead. And I think that kind of made my husband nervous. And so,
how so?
All of a sudden now my husband has, not really nervous, but it kind of prompted my husband. So now my husband's in RCIA.
That's beautiful.
And so, my husband had his own spiritual encounter that kind of happened during RCIA, which is really good. And he's the one who really had, kind of became, pushed into this role of leader because of that spiritual encounter. But it's just really difficult because my husband, even though he's going through RCIA, he does have, different things that he, I guess, I don't know if you want to call them preconceived notions because he's Church of Christ. He's like the Catholic prayers are good and well, but they're not from the heart. They're very recited, And so,
So let's talk about that.
Your husband makes a great point.
Because we have this idea that there are certain Catholic prayers that we can, there are certain ways to pray as a Catholic, but actually,
and that we're only allowed.
Yeah,
to
we're
use
only
those
allowed
things.
To do that.
Yeah,
but really, honestly, all those other prayers that the Church teaches us, whether it's the Rosary or a Divine Mercy Chaplet or Liturgy of the Hours, any of those things, they presume a from-the-heart prayer life first, right? So, and a lot of Catholics don't realize that. They think that we're only supposed to use those particular... Now, those particular prayers, they do teach us how to pray, and they also teach us how to listen in prayer, right? So, for example, the Rosary is a meditative prayer where we're reflecting on the life of Christ, and we're trying to listen to what God is saying to us through his example in those various mysteries. But in order to really hear him well, we've first got to bring our hearts to him and talk to God about what's going on in our life and what our concerns are and what we're grateful for. And then we can say that rosary to listen to what he's saying to us about all those things we brought to him.
And you do those long-form prayers when your children are old enough to be able to do them with you, learn it step by step, and be able to listen. You can certainly teach them, the foundational prayers in that as they come up, the Hail Mary, the Our Father,
and
the Glory
you
Be.
You might do a decade with them at first.
Exactly, and tell the story beforehand. So there are ways to do that are age-appropriate, but it's not like you have to get through a rosary with a 2-year-old every day.
But if your husband is more comfortable than you in praying spontaneously and praying from the heart, let him lead family prayer that way and then finish up with that Our Father or that Hail Mary or that Divine Mercy Chaplet or whatever, as a way of listening to what God is saying to you after you've brought your hearts and your concerns and your joys to the Lord. There's this very strange idea that Catholics have that there are only certain ways that Catholics pray. That's not true. From the very beginning, you know, Catholics have been praying from their heart, and all those other quote unquote Catholic prayers assume a heart to heart relationship with Christ first. So yes, absolutely, let your husband take that lead in that, and then you'd play your part in that. You're doing a great job.
Be a couple
setting things
about
up.
It.
Yeah.
Be a couple about it, and your kids are getting it. So just live your faith and your relationship with Christ together vibrantly in your home, and keep exploring your Catholic faith more deeply.
Just a couple of resources I'd like to turn you on to. Our book, Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love. I think it'll be a great education for both of you in how to pray together as a couple. That's Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love. You might also want to check out our book, Discovering God Together, The Catholic Guide to Raising Faithful Kids. Both of those are available, actually, on the Catholic Home app, which is another resource I would suggest to you to really get you the daily support you need to raise a beautiful, loving, godly Catholic family life. Check it out. Download the Catholic HOM app today.
And have your husband listen to the podcast later on, because it'll give you a lot to talk about, and he'll feel really secure in it.
Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.